As I've been pondering about consciousness as nutriment, which pointed me to the self, I'm wondering, is the self, is attachment? But attachment is not permanent either. So, could we say the self can be either attachment and or non-attachment? The owner or non-owner? Not trying to find self, rather understanding self? Perhaps pure self as opposed to impure self? Please comment. I think one of the I think part of the sometimes with the English language, there's say that sense of the idea of self is so strong. Actually, not even English language, it's kind of a modern, somewhat modern concept. The whole idea of self, it's only really gained a huge momentum in our culture, slightly over 100 years. So it's a, but it's recognizing that, I mean, obviously we have a reference point, a sense of I. Taking it out of the realm, take it out of the realm of self, and pay attention to suffering or not suffering. Yes, that's much more useful. The speculation about self, or speculation about not self, speculation about a pure self, speculation about an impure self. That goes on forever. But to bring it to a place of what is there, what's the experience? Is there peace and clarity? Is there some kind of agitation, some kind of fear, movement of that compulsion? What's driving that? Where's that? Is there suffering or not suffering? That's a much more fruitful, and it's of course that's exactly what the Buddha was teaching in his first discourse. He's come back to that. That's where the Four Noble Truths gives us the opportunity to approach our experience as human beings. Step out of the kind of the dichotomy of self and other, being and non-being, and look in terms of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, and that optimizes one's opportunity for the experience of cessation of dukkha.